Welcome to the Workplace Minute, powered by H3 HR Advisors and sponsored by Paychex, one of the leading providers of HR, payroll, retirement, and software solutions for businesses of all sizes. My name, Steve Bowes. The latest updates from the global four-day work week pilot. Returning to a story we've covered several times here on the Workplace Minute, the latest results from a large-scale global trial of the four-day work week are in. And like the previous reports, the results are largely positive for workers and for their organizations. Some key data points from the July 2023 report issued by the 4-Day Global Organization, who have been running the Global 4-Day Workweek pilot programs. And note, the new data compares employee experiences from the baseline or pre-trial data to 12 months after their 4-day week launched, effectively doubling the previous reporting periods. So from the 2023 report, here are five notable findings that stand out. 1. The average number of hours worked per week continued to fall beyond the six-month mark, bringing employees even closer to the target of 32 hours per week after 1 year. 2. People are continuing to work more efficiently as opposed to speeding up and cramming the same work into 4 days rather than five. 3. Participants reported an improvement in their ability to combine paid work with their social lives. Scores increased significantly from baseline to endpoint and continued to improve over the full 12 months. 4. Self-rated physical and mental health scores increased from baseline to the end of the trial and continued improving over the 12 months. And 5. The overall experience with the 4-day week remained highly positive with an unchanged rating of 9 out of 10. Overall, the 4-day workweek program's 12-month insights are remarkably positive and contribute to building a robust body of evidence showcasing the enduring positive effects of reduced work time. These results demonstrate the continued positive trends in business benefits, health and well-being gains for workers, along with beneficial environmental impacts, and provide a strong foundation for more widespread adoption of a 4-day working week. Time will tell if more organizations take note of these successes and move towards reduced working hours for their own employees. Until then, we'll stay fascinated with the 4-day global team's work on these pilots of reduced working weeks, and we'll stay on top of further developments here on the HR Happy Hour Media Network. That's it for the Workplace Minute, powered by H3 HR Advisors.